You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I'm finishing now my series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit by teaching you how to discover your spiritual gifts. I'm going to give you three simple keys to doing that. So before I give you the three simple keys to discovering your spiritual gifts, and these are biblically based, I want to just go over a few points concerning the spiritual gifts. The gifts can work together. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul the Apostle gives us this analogy of the body of Christ coming into unity because every part of the body serves a particular purpose. The gifts can be requested. This is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. We have this idea that you shouldn't ask for a spiritual gift or you shouldn't want a spiritual gift, that somehow that it's self-serving to desire a spiritual gift or of the flesh. But in fact, the scripture tells us to desire the spiritual gift and therefore to request the spiritual gift. So the gifts can be requested. Number three, the gifts can be imparted. That can be found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Now, spiritual gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit and things like this, spiritual transfers, do not come from human beings. They come through human beings. God is the one who imparts. God is the one who deposits. But this happens often through human vessels that God chooses to use. The gifts can be stirred. That's also 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. The gifts can be stirred. That means you can intensify them. You can calibrate them. You can cause them to be manifested in stronger ways, which means also the gifts can be strengthened. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 6. They can be calibrated. They can be sharpened. They can, as I said, be intensified. An example of this is found in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. That, in a sense, is spiritual discernment, and that spiritual discernment becomes sharper through training. So, the gifts can work together, 1 Corinthians 12. The gifts can be requested, 1 Corinthians 14, 1. The gifts can be imparted, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. The gifts can be stirred, 2 Timothy 1, 6 also. And number five, the gifts can be strengthened. Now, let's look at what the Bible says concerning the spiritual gifts and discovering them. Throughout this series, we've looked at the various gifts and how they work in the church and what they look like in operation. So, number one, a key to discovering your spiritual gift is desire. This is one of the markers, one of the indicators that you have a spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 says, "Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives." Now, the scripture teaches that it is perfectly good. In fact, it's encouraged that you desire a spiritual ability. Now, if you desire a spiritual gift, my question to you is, what is that in you that desires that spiritual gift? Some would say, well, it could be the flesh. Well, I don't think the devil or the flesh would cause you to desire a spiritual gift. The devil wouldn't want you to serve others. The devil wouldn't want you to be empowered, to be an encouragement and a strength to your brothers and sisters. Neither would your flesh want to serve. Now, it can become a little nuanced because, in fact, your flesh could desire what results from spiritual gifts, namely praise of man, recognition, status, the things that we give to people who function in their gifts, honor. The flesh could go after those results of the spiritual gifts that come as a peripheral, as an aside. But the flesh wouldn't desire the spiritual gift itself, the function of serving. The flesh wouldn't desire to bring healing to the broken. The flesh wouldn't desire to serve and encourage and uplift another person. The flesh is by nature selfish. Again, I emphasize, yes, the flesh could want some of the trappings of these spiritual gifts or some of the material results of the spiritual gifts, such as honor and the praise of man, which we shouldn't be giving to people anyway, but sometimes those result unfortunately. So the flesh could desire that. The enemy could possibly want to trap you in pride, giving you those things. But the desire for the gift itself, the pure motivation to have that ability to serve, could not come from any other source than the Holy Spirit. Therefore, a desire for a spiritual gift could very well be an indication that you have that spiritual gift or that God wants you to begin to use it. Number two is recognition. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16 says, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men." Now, in this sense, I don't mean recognition as in praise or people saying, "Wow, look how wonderful and powerful you are because of your spiritual gift." Rather, what I mean here is that people can see the effects of the gift in your life. When you have a spiritual gift, you don't have to go around promoting that. You don't have to walk around saying, "I'm a prophet, I'm gifted in the prophetic, I'm an interpreter of dreams." You don't have to call attention to yourself. You don't have to try to get people to notice you. When you have a spiritual gift that has truly been placed in your life by the Holy Spirit, then that recognition will come. Now, this does not mean that the lack of recognition proves that you don't have a gift. This simply means that sometimes when there's recognition, it's because the gift is functioning. It's possible to have a spiritual gift that is not yet fully manifested and therefore hidden and therefore doesn't have recognition of others yet. But every gift that is in operation, every gift that is growing, every gift that is manifested in some way will also be recognized in some way. Number three, and this may seem like an obvious one, is function. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all." And that's 1 Corinthians 12, 4. In other words, the Holy Spirit gives these spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit is the giver, and if He's given you the gift, you have it. Once the Holy Spirit has chosen to give you a spiritual gift, that function will naturally result. Now, the reason I say that function is an indicator is because sometimes we miss things. You see, you may think that you're just a very organized person, but that could be a gift of administration. You may think that you just are, as some would say, lucky or fortunate to be well-resourced or to be one who can bring in finances and resources. And you may also think on top of that, "I'm just a generous person. I just like to give." But that could very well be the gift of giving. You may think that you're just good at reading people, but that could be the gift of discernment. You may think that it's just coincidence that you can predict things sometimes before they happen, but that could very well be a gift of prophecy. There are many things that go unnoticed concerning the spiritual gifts in our lives. You may not realize it. You may just think, "Well, I'm just very encouraging. People just like to open up to me." But that could be a gift of encouragement. You could say, "Well, people just naturally like to follow me." But that could be a gift of leadership. And so we must make an assessment and we must take a look at what God is doing in us. So, number one, desire. Number two, recognition. And number three, function. Now, this is a very short lesson, and there's a reason I'm doing it so short. I've done something special for you. The ministry team and I have put together a spiritual gifts assessment. So I want you to take the time that you would have used listening to this lesson to take this test. You can go to spiritualgifttest.com. Now, we are not saying that this is 100% the Holy Spirit speaking through this test. Rather, what we've done is we've taken these three points, desire, recognition, and function, which are biblically based, and we have used these points of biblical assessment to create this test. So this test isn't conclusive. It's not the voice of God. It's not the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can truly reveal a spiritual gift. But this assessment will enable you to pray and lean into the right direction concerning the spiritual gifts. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.